This is Hannah Flohr, and I am here with Bob Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for joining me. And I wanted to talk to you about the work that you do with the Petersburg Children's Center. And I was thinking about this. We were just talking before the mics were on about how it was, a few weeks ago, it was a really, really, really rainy weekend. It was absolute dumping. And my daughter and I were at the covered playground at the elementary school, and we could see you and Jim Schwartz working in the pouring rain, building a new ramp. And I don't know what else you were working on, but you worked that whole weekend, long hours in the pouring rain.
Yeah, that was an interesting project. This came up about 3 years ago, the need to replace that handicapped ramp going into the Children's Center. And so we were finally able to get funding. Actually, it came through ARPA. We've got that earlier, the funds to the daycare, and just enough funds to cover the cost of the materials. And so that Jim and I agreed we'd take that on. And so finally, we got the materials in place. And the weekends that Jim was here and I was here, and we wanted to get it done before school started. And so we picked the weekend, if you can believe it, just before school started. So one day we pull out the whole ramp, the whole handicapped ramp. And it was easy to pull out because there was part of it was rotted and no problem. Now, putting it back in was a different story. And so when we first talked about this, we says, oh, well, we can do this in a day to take it out, a day to put it back in. Yeah, right. And so as we got into it, we found out there was a lot of rotted substructure underneath it. So it took us down a whole different path. We found out that one of the piling on the end of the building is rotted. Well, no problem. We can fix that. So we went out, and Jimmy Martinson says, oh, there's a pile out there you can get timbers and stuff off of that you can use. So we brought that back in, and Jim and I shored that up. Well, this is another day later. We found out the problem is a little bit bigger, but now school's starting. And so Jim and I are there. Oh, we're out there at 6 at night, you know, in the pouring rain, as you say. We're trying to get this doggone thing back in place so there's a handicap ramp so they can meet the state requirements and all in place by Tuesday morning when school started.
Right. This was over Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, this was. Yeah. Okay. And so we were scrambling. And it was kind of interesting because if you talk about our wives were out at Pappy's at our place, they had all the materials there and they painted all the materials before we put them up. What was interesting is that Leslie, Jim's wife, his mother is here, 94 years old. Well, we went out to pick up the materials, and I looked at my wife and Leslie, and they're both tired. And I look, and Ione says, oh, we had a hard time keeping up with the 94, Leslie's mom, 94 years old. She kept asking us, give me more boards to do. Give me more boards and I'll paint them. And she was really
cranking
at it.
Cranking them out, huh?
Yeah, and that's what she did. And so all they did was kind of like an assembly line. They put them in front of her and take them out and they kept going.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
It was. It was, well, I couldn't believe the effort that went into it. So we brought them all back in. We finally got it into place the night before. So the morning of school starting, which you probably didn't see.
I did see, actually. I remember pulling in and being like, oh, there are fewer places to park because there's still a big cart here.
we did. We were trying to get all that rotten material and that wooden stuff out of there. And so we're loading our trailer and everything else. And Jim and I finally pulls it out I think it was about 9 or 10 o'clock. We got it all done. And that out of there, and they're back in business again.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat. But Jim and I's, I don't know what you want to say, relationship with the Children's Center goes back, oh my golly, 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure what got the two of us together. Unfortunately, Jim's down south traveling. But the two of us got together and started working. And the addition that's to the Catholic Church side, that there's a long history behind that. That's really was our, we spent, Jim and I and another person spent almost a whole, all winter long, one winter building that addition on the children's
side. Yeah, because I had heard, I don't remember who told me, but I had heard that that addition had been put on fairly recently.
Yeah.
Because it was much smaller before. And so apparently, you know, presumably had a capacity for far fewer children.
It did. And that, and I don't remember the exact number, but I think it was somewhere between, it allowed them to take more, 12 to 15 more children in the center. And so, but to do those projects is really neat, is because in order to do that, Dieter Close, who had lived here at the time, did the plans.
Mm-hmm. He's an architect, or was an architect.
He was an architect here, yeah. He did the plans, free of charge.
Oh.
And then the Reed brothers actually drove the piling, provided the piling. Again, it was the volunteer. It was free to do it.
Yeah.
And then Charles Davis gave us his equipment so that we could lift all the materials in place and do that. So many times, you know, it's a community effort.
Yeah.
And what went on there is we ran out of money about, because we didn't have enough money to finish the inside. And a bunch of folks in town got together, and I think they had three different benefits, you know, of providing dinners and so forth. And they collected, I don't remember the exact amount, but they collected up to about $5,000 that we could finish the inside of it.
To buy supplies.
Buy the finishing materials for the inside of it, which is really great. And then since then, again, back to the volunteer side of that, there was some other folks have really helped us because we replaced the whole heating system in there, Jim and I, and then we had a couple other folks, Ken Howard from out of town, and another fellow, name's right now escaping me, running for the hospital board, which really helped to replace the heating system. And then we replaced all the lighting system in there. We repainted it. And then Jim and I have done all the redone all the flooring over the years. So, and a lot of that's done, you know, through the volunteers, you know, have provided money and stuff to do that type of thing. It wasn't just us. So there were a lot more people involved. And so it was a community effort, and that's what I kind of like about it there.
Yeah.
And so we continue to do it, and we'll go back and do it. It's fun. What I really enjoy is watching those kids. And as we were doing with the first project there, we had to, the kids were cordoned off in the old part. But there was two little boys that would come up to the window. Well, they finally, after about the fourth or fifth day, They got enough nerve to say, they looked at me and they says, "Boy, you sure got dirty tools." Okay. So, all right. Well, yeah. And so they run off and they come back a little bit later. I says, "Hey, does your dad have tools?" "Well, yeah." I says, "Is your dad's tools clean?" "Yeah." "Does he use these tools?" "Well, no."
There was a connection there.
And then there was three girls. Now, that the girls, they all have to come in a pack. They can't come themselves. So the three girls, Ione and Leslie, Jim's wife and my wife, did all the painting inside that new addition.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were there for about a week. Well, the kids, again, could see these two ladies in there doing this. Well, they came in one day, and they, after the painting was done and the girls finally came up, one of them got enough to, "Where are those ladies?" "Well, they're not here today." "Well, I want them to come back." "Well, why do you want them?" "Because we really think girls ought to be here."
they like the balance of having the women come in and do some work too.
it's kind of neat. I say I can go on with stories like this.
Yeah.
I was fixing in the bathroom. They have the faucets are touchless faucets. Well, obviously they're operated off of batteries, and the batteries were going down. So in order to keep them out of kids' reach, we put them down underneath it. Now, think of yourself, you know, there are 2-foot-high counters in here for the young kids to work. Well, I'm laying on the floor underneath the counter trying to change these batteries, and I have tools laying all over. And a little girl comes around the corner, and she kept looking, and she'd come back and forth, and finally, I thought she had to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I say, "Do you need to be in here?" "No." And then she says to me, I sure hope you pick up your tools when you're done. I said, why? She said, because that's what my mom makes me do, pick up my room.
Oh, gosh.
And that's some of the
kid
things.
Logic is the best.
It is. And the truthfulness of the kids.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, there's no money, but the fact that those kids are there, and if you don't think they're watching, oh, my golly.
Oh, yeah, they learn every single second of the day. You have to pay attention to what you're teaching them.
That's
when
right.
When you don't know you're teaching them.
Yeah. And I've had moms come back when we were doing that the construction there. They said, oh, well, we know what you're doing every day. We know about everything you're doing because
you're getting the report.
Yeah, kids go home and tell on us.
So is one of the reasons that you particularly like to volunteer for the Children's Center because you get to interact with kids when you're there?
Well, you know, we kind of keep the kids away, but yes, I just enjoy. If you don't think kids don't watch, oh my golly, I can show you where they do. Mm-hmm. It's just fun to watch them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I give anybody that's in daycare, whether it's there or someplace else, I couldn't do that job, but I give them a lot of credit.
Yeah.
And
it's so important.
It is so important. And the skills they bring to that, oh my gosh, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. We have a very good cadre across the board, I think, here, and I would like to keep that. I guess maybe that's why I feel so strong about, you know, daycare and the need for it and what we need to do.
Yeah. And I think that the people at the Children's Center really appreciate it because there's such a waiting list at the Children's Center. It's one of the staples of childcare here, and it's always packed full. And so having extra capacity.
Yeah. And right, there is, you bring up a good subject because here we there's a, the that Children's Center has a, what they used to call, or they call Eagle's Nest. Mm-hmm. And what it essentially is for the older kids and for after school. Well, right now, we do not have a facility to be able to take care of these kids. So, and I asked the other day about, well, what's the waiting list? Well, the waiting list last week was somewhere around 20, 25 kids in that, of need for after school type.
Yeah.
And I can appreciate that. So I guess the next project Jim and I have kind of jumped into the middle of is that we like to get a design for another building, which would be right beside where that parking lot is now, right next to where the current parking lot is. And so there's a piece of land that the Children's Center has leased across the street that put the parking in, but we would build the building right next to that.
Wow.
And Gemini's concept, I'd have to say, is that part of that, the front part of the building and what the idea was, is the building is essentially pretty well open except for, you know, both bathrooms and you have to take care of the handicap needs. And
right.
So, and then there will be just one classroom. But anyhow, it would be pretty well open with the whole backside of that towards if you look towards the Lutheran Church side there versus the school side, think of an area, a covered area, play area, like is it the school?
Mm-hmm.
And so our idea is to put a covered play area for the kids on the back side of that.
That'd be wonderful.
And so that, again, you had a place, and then you have a place for kids to go and, you know, to do in addition.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our current one. We got a draft design. They're going to take to the board next week, and if they can get that, then I'd like to go see if we can find funding to do a design on it. And
I have to say, we're recording this ahead of time, so when this airs, it will have been taken to the board.
Yeah.
But then you're going to start looking for funding.
Yes.
Okay, in the form of grants and
grants, and you know, if however I'm going to have to go beg, borrow on this to get the funding.
Use all measures.
To do a design. And, of course, it all needs to be handicapped, you know, oriented, the whole.
Uh-huh.
So Jim and I are, that's the next kind of project. In addition to taking care of going back up there every once in a while and cleaning out some of the drains, et cetera.
Doing the general maintenance.
Yeah.
Wow. So besides the looking for funding for that project, what else would be the barriers?
Right now, we're going to have to both of us were trying to figure out how deep that muskeg goes there and whether or not that fill was put on top of it and what we'll have to do in order to make a reasonable foundation, what we'll have to do. So some of that's still yet to be determined, and that's one of the barriers to that. And then, of course, then getting funding for it will be another barrier.
Yeah.
And that's a much bigger much bigger barrier to do. But I say the number of folks in town who are involved that really have helped us or have, you know, done things themselves, I'm plumb impressed. You know, we have a wonderful community in that sense.
Yeah, people are really, really generous with their time and their energy here in Petersburg in a way that I've been really, really impressed by.
And with, you know, funds. They've come forward with funds to help us to do that, you know. And that's great. I much appreciate it. It makes the community a community.
Yeah.
By the fact that you have so many people involved and working with it. Yeah. I like that. I very much appreciate
and
that.
And I have to say, you know, I was talking about seeing you over there working on that ramp when my daughter was playing on the playground across the street. And it's really heartwarming to see people putting an effort to a thing that then benefits your family. You know, I was really touched to see you guys working on that and knowing that the facility was going to be benefiting my daughter, you know, the very next day when she went back to the daycare center.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and as I say, and that's all it takes is, you know, just that type of thing. And I can tell you that the staff up there is very much appreciative of that work. So I like it. And the kids benefit tremendously from this type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great model for children to see that kind of volunteer work as well and know that people are working on things not just for money, but because they care and using their free time in that way.
Yeah. And I have to give a lot of thanks to both my wife and to Leslie because they're the backbone of keeping us going to work there. That's what makes a difference.
Yeah. 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 And then the group that you work with, is that an informal group or are you guys all part of an email chain or is it just kind of, you know who to reach out to when you need a thing?
It's an informal group and since Jim more than I have been around a long time, we'll reach out to, if somebody has the ideas or if somebody, you know, has the materials or wants to donate them, you know, we'll go get them, what have you. So that really helps. The two people that have really helped us is, I said earlier, one was Ken Howards, who lives out. And then also Jim Roberts, he has really helped us, particularly on all the electrical. And so that's kind of a core group. But then anytime we needed, heavy equipment and so forth, oh, my gosh, Reed Brothers were there and the other folks to help us do it. So that's all we need.
It's a community effort.
It is a community effort. And that's what I really like about our community is the fact that it pulls together when the need arises.
Mm-hmm.
It's very obvious as you see.
I have one last question. If people are listening and they would be excited to join in and help if they have skills they want to share, is that something that you would be open to, more people jumping in and lending a hand?
Absolutely. It's one of those things where you may not need to help for 6 months, you know, and so forth, but all of a sudden there's something comes up that it gets really big, you know, it kind of grows out of proportion. We need to reach out. So, by any means, and somebody can give either Jim Schwartz or myself a call. We would love to have, you know, more people to help support us because it's the more the merrier. So, well, by all means. So, yes,
okay.
I'd be definitely open for that.
Okay, wonderful. All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
And thank you for the chance.
Absolutely.